Pakistan's new government gave its strongest commitment yet on containing Islamic militancy today, vowing to prevent attacks on Afghanistan, but insisting foreign forces would not be allowed to operate on Pakistani soil. This statement came as the latest spasm of violence between militants and tribesmen left 37 people dead in tribal regions of northwest Pakistan, a stronghold of Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters. The Pakistani ambassador to Italy, Tasnim Aslam, told the extremists are targeting civilians who cooperate with government development plans.
The government of Pakistan's policy all along has been that military action alone would not resolve the problem. On the contrary, as we have seen in Afghanistan and in Iraq, it aggravates the problem. So we have been working on a comprehensive strategy, which means political engagement, reconstruction and development work, providing economic opportunities, and also those who refuse to give up guns, taking action against them, military action where necessary. And as you know, in the FATA, federally administered tribal areas in Swat, majority of the people, 99% of our people, want peace. They have been working with the government, they have been cooperating with the government, and they want these fringe elements to be eliminated. And what happened yesterday was group, fringe elements, attacked and killed 28 tribesmen who were working on this peace proposal to establish peace in the tribal areas. The government has now said that while we will continue to engage our own citizens, we would take action against these elements, these terrorists who are disturbing our peace, who are killing our peaceful citizens.